Hello, this is Sean, and I am so grateful that you chose to stop by today and take a listen to the blog titled, I Sat Next to One. Here we go. We might not see them, but they're everywhere. They've risen from the ashes. On a recent flight, I sat next to one. So, when you're taller, you consider it a small miracle when you get a rare seat with extra legroom in the emergency section on Southwest Airlines. On Sunday, I got lucky and found one. It was a row of only two seats, and the first one was already occupied. I asked seat number one for permission to sit next to her. Our conversation lit up fast. She was a charismatic people person. She had spent all day trying to get home from Florida, where she continually ran into canceled flights. She had just won a National Salesperson Award, and so her flight exhaustion was leveled out by the feel of her recent success. But that was not her most inspiring story. Her husband, shockingly, had died 2 years before, and so now, at age 38, she was a widow raising two young boys, and she had found a way to rise again. She had pushed her way through her intense life firewalk. She was now moving forward like a super-powered locomotive. Today, now, she is succeeding mightily as a single mom. She has a kick-ass career making great money. She is a health guru inspiring other women. All despite the intense life crash that had crushed her just 2 years prior. Inspiration. I find mine not because I'm inspiring by birth. I find mine by soaking in the inspiration of others I meet. But that part is no coincidence. I see new faces and I meet them purposefully. So be a meter. Meet the ones who stand next to you at the store. Meet the ones who sit next to you on the plane. Meet the ones who lay their yoga mat next to you at the gym. Meet new people. I've learned again and again and again when my head finds the courage to meet someone new, my heart gets inspired by the stories my ears hear. So yeah, it's true. Living consistently inspired is freaking tough. But when we tap into the inspiration of others, we find a way to keep our own inspiration alive. So meet new faces. They hide an inspiration waiting to be shared and for you to find and feel. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being a kindred spirit in this great adventure called life. So, go out this week. Continue to go the extra mile. Continue to do your thing with the best that you have in you. And may we always inspire others to do the same.